How do you plan to spend the holidays? Don't answer. The company SafeGraph probably has a good idea already. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Adrienne Jeffries wrote a piece for TheOutline.com that was more than a little alarming. Jeffries reported on a study that found family members who subscribe to different political ideologies spend less time together during holidays. That in itself isn't alarming. What was alarming was the source of the researchers' data from which they drew this conclusion. That source was a company called SafeGraph, which gave the researchers access to 17 trillion location markers that came from 10 million smartphones. That means the researchers had 17 trillion points of data related to those smartphones' locations over the course of the 2016 Thanksgiving holiday. Even your most dedicated gumshoe isn't likely to rack up that much information about a mark they're tailing. Using this data, the researchers were able to extrapolate some other information. For example, they worked under the assumption that if a smartphone's location was frequently in the same spot between the hours of 1 and 4 a.m., it was most likely the home of the smartphone's owner. Sure, you might go out clubbing once in a while, but probably not every day of the week, unless you're Stefan. They also looked at location data for mobile devices during the hours of 1 and 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day to see how many people were spending the holiday at a different location or in transit. On the surface, this data is anonymous. There's no overt link between the location data and any individual's identity. However, it doesn't take much sleuthing to figure out which smartphone belongs to any particular person. If I look at detailed location markers linked to your device and I have a passing familiarity with your habits, it's probably not going to take me long to connect the dots, and then I can track wherever you go. How did SafeGraph get this information in the first place? Well, it works with app developers to get that data. In some cases, SafeGraph relies upon an API or application programming interface. The purpose of an API is to allow developers the chance to create new apps that can communicate with and take advantage of other apps. This allows for a mutually beneficial relationship between multiple applications. In other cases, SafeGraph negotiates a price for that information. It's true everywhere, but especially for the online world. Information is valuable. There are entire companies that exist solely to buy and sell massive amounts of data about users. And again, while on the surface that data may not be associated with a specific name, it typically doesn't take a lot of work to associate a specific person with a particular device or set of behaviors. Studies bear this out. A research paper published in Science in 2015 showed that by analyzing metadata connected to credit card transactions, it was trivial to connect purchases to specific people. This was after all personal data had been scrubbed from the information. The data sets included dates, the amounts that were charged, and the stores that were visited. There were no names, no credit card numbers, or any other information that overtly identified the card owners. It was the behavior of shoppers that made them easy to identify. That, coupled with publicly available information, such as public posts on social media, made it simple to re-identify 90% of the shoppers in the study. This research paper isn't an outlier. There have been numerous other studies that have shown that massive amounts of supposedly anonymous information give anyone with patience enough of a lead to identify specific people among that data set. And as you might imagine, this poses a serious threat to people's privacy. It doesn't take a worst-case scenario to see how all this data mining and analysis could go wrong. There are plenty of people who would love to take advantage of all that information. Some want to send targeted advertising to users. In a typical implementation, an algorithm would match ads to the people most likely to find those ads interesting. Some people might find that approach off-putting or irritating, but it's one of the more benign uses for all that data. Others might take the information and use it for all sorts of nefarious purposes. It's not a stretch to imagine a situation in which someone uses this kind of data to blackmail a target. Just imagine getting a phone call and hearing someone say, "Hey, you called out sick to work yesterday, but I see you were actually visiting an amusement park all day long." Not that I would ever miss work to go to an amusement park. Or imagine an insurance company combing through this data to figure out how much it should charge customers based on their behaviors. Or a company using it to keep an eye on what employees are doing off the clock. It's a massive invasion of privacy. So what's the solution? From a personal standpoint, you can turn off location features on your devices. That'll help a bit. You can avoid attaching location data to social posts. You can turn social posts to private or limit giving information about the places you go to and the things you do on social media. In short, you can withdraw from many of the activities that are becoming more common in everyday life. It's not a fun answer, but it is an honest one. Even then, there are things that may be outside your awareness or control that are being tracked. Ultimately, what we might need are regulations on how companies can collect and, perhaps more importantly, profit from the data we generate. Here's hoping you have a happy and safe holiday season. If you want to learn more about online privacy, GPS technology, and big data, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. We explore technology on all scales in a long-form podcast that publishes every Wednesday and Friday. I'll see you again soon.